Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by
the American Heart Association. Right now in elementary schools across the U.S. are jump roping for heart. It is a great way for them to learn how important it is to take care of your heart, stay healthy and active while donating to an important cause. Join me, Sienna, in donating to this great cause. Jump Rope for Heart is by the American Heart Association.
Thank you, Sienna, for that great intro. Now, what I have done is set up a link that redirects you to the American Heart Association site at otrwesterns.com/jump. Again, go to otrwesterns.com/jump, where you can donate and give credit to my daughter and her school. Once you go to that page, just click Donate to Sienna on the right-hand side. I will also give anyone who donates a membership to the otrwesterns.com. With this membership, you will receive the entire back and current episodes of The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok, along with the first season of Bonanza, and episodes of the Gene Autry TV series. And starting next week, you will also receive the scripts to the Gunsmoke episodes in a downloadable PDF format for free. It does not matter how much you donate. It can be as little as $5 or any amount you feel like donating. As an example, if you donate $5, you'll receive 1 month free. If you choose to donate more, I will give you a longer membership. This is my way of saying thanks for donating. As a reminder, I will not be receiving any of this money. All money transactions are handled by the American Heart Association. Do send me an email to podcast@otrwesterns.com once you've donated so I can give you a link to the members section. The deadline to do this is January 31st, 2012, and I do want to thank you for donating to this important cause. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates May 2nd, 1952, and the title is Jingles the Lady Man, and I hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the world's only talking cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Jingles, the Ladies' Man. Something's happened that you'll want to see, and your mom will want to see. Every single one of Kellogg's cereal boxes have been changed. Yes, all 10 of them. They all look different with pictures on the front and interesting games, cutouts, and things to read on the backs. Tell mom to look at them, too, and ask her to get you a big box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. That's the crisp, fresh, snap, crackle, pop talking cereal, you know. When the West was a youngster, there were very few ladies to be seen in the cow towns or on the scattered homesteads dotting the open plains. But where men go, their women follow. And by the early 70s, calico was a common sight in Arizona. This fact led United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok to a surprising discovery one day when suddenly he learned that the deputy at his side was actually Jingles, the ladies' man.
I'm sorry, Dad, but there are no biscuits because we're still out of flour.
I know, honey. But Duke Neller's coming to end his rope.
You sent for Wild Bill Hickok?
I sure did. Neller can't keep on stealing every shipment of flour from the freight wagons and selling it at double the price. Wild Bill's going to take care of that just as soon as I tell him what I know.
Well, I wish you hadn't found it out.
Now, don't you worry, Marie. Duke don't know I know what I know.
How do you know he doesn't?
I don't reckon he saw me back at the warehouse that night.
But if he did, he'd be out to kill you, sure. Dad, I'm scared. I've been scared ever since you came home and told me. I won't even go near Carlotta's cafe because I'm afraid he'll see the fright in my eyes and know I found out his secret. I'm scared, I tell you.
Now, honey, no Stilson's ever been scared of the likes of Duke Nuller.
But he might try to kill you.
No, Wild Bill Hickok. You cannot take my jingles away from me. It's mine. He will stay here and marry me.
Marry you? Oh, now, Carlotta, honey,
see, you will marry me, and we will run the cafe together with each other, no?
No, Bill, get me out of this, please.
You got yourself into it, making calf eyes at her, partner.
Oh, but Bill...
You better stampede, partner, before she gets her brand on you. The padre will be showing up here any minute.
What is that you say about the padre?
Oh, now, Carlotta, he didn't say nothing about the padre. Now, you just go back to your nice little old kitchen and bake a batch of beans or something, and I'll be back on it.
Now you're talking, Jingles. I want to get out to Fred Stilson's ranch before dark.
No, you not leave me, Jingles.
No, yes, I do. I mean, I am, Carlotta. I'm going right now.
You go to see that Marie Stilson. I know you like her. You not like Carlotta. Well, all right, you go. I hate you.
Hey, easy, Carlotta.
Bill, let's get out of here.
You said it, partner, and fast. Run for it.
Well, now, Carlotta, that was a right fine act. Look real convincing.
No, you go away from me, Duke Nuller.
What's the matter? I said it was a fine act. I'm proud of you, Carlotta.
Well, I am not proud, and it was no act. I mean it, every little word.
What? You mean you really got a crush on that big ox, Jingles?
Don't you call him no ox. I fix you for that.
Hey! I just cut that out, you little wild cat.
No, no, you let go of me. Go, I tell you.
I'll let go when you simmer down.
All right, I simmer down. I fix you later.
You forget who's boss around here.
You're no more my boss. I quit. You're a bad man, I know. You want to kill Wild Bill Hickok and my Jingles.
Now, whatever give you such a good idea?
It was your idea, not mine. That's why you want me to make up to Jingles.
You're talking too much, Carlotta.
And I will talk a lot more. You see. You see?
You come back here, you little... Now that racks up a big mess for me. If she runs and tells Hickok, I'll have to kill them all. Now, they're not running me out of business. Duke Nuller ain't no dope.
Say, did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display. In brand new boxes, bright and gay, these famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful, the Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
Has a cheerful look.
And a lift for you.
Start you up with a hoopy new Kellogg's. For breakfast and a happy, happy dinner.
If you haven't seen the whole lineup of new Kellogg's cereal boxes, don't put off the fun any longer. They've got new pictures, colorful pictures on the fronts, and they've got loads of interesting things to make and play and read on the backs of the packages. Look for Kellogg.
Did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
When you go to your grocer's to see Kellogg's new packages, go with a couple of friends. It's more fun that way. Before you go, ask Mom if you can bring home a big box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. That's the talking cereal, you know. You'll love the way they taste. Get some, so you can have them for breakfast tomorrow morning.
Say, did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display. In brand new boxes, bright and gay, these famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful, the Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
Has a cheerful look.
And a lift for you.
Start you up with a hoop-de-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
Duke Nuller had threatened death to Wild Bill, Jingles, and Carlotta without their knowing about it. Bill and Jingles, after leaving Carlotta's cafe, rode out to Fred Stilson's ranch.
Oh, Buckshot, who, boy?
Oh, Joker, Doggone it, Bill. Carlotta upset me so. I got a whole new appetite by now.
Well, maybe Marie Stilson will offer you a snack, Jingle. Come on.
I'm going to be awful careful how I go complimenting these gals on their cooking from now on. Seems I got a mighty powerful and appealing personality all of a sudden.
Yeah, partner, and don't forget, this is leap year.
It is.
That's right. Hey, wonder why nobody came out to meet us. They must have heard our horses.
It does seem kind of funny.
Go away! Get off that porch right now or I'll shoot through the door.
Hey, Bill, that's Marie Stilson.
Yeah, something's wrong.
I've got a rifle and I'll use it.
Hold it, Marie. Don't shoot, it's Bill and Jingles.
Yeah, Wild Bill Hickok and me. Jingles.
Oh, Bill, Jingles. I was never so glad to see anybody in my life. Come in.
What's the matter, Marie?
Yeah, you look like you've been fighting the Indian War single-handed. Now put down that rifle and tell her.
Oh, yes.
Marie, who's that out there?
It's Wild Bill and Jingles, Dad.
Well, bring him in here.
All right, Dad. He's in the bedroom, Bill. Will you come in?
Sure.
What's the matter? He's sick or something?
He'll tell you all about it.
You're dead burnt right, I'll tell you. But almost missed my chance. Sit down, gents, and howdy.
Looks like somebody pieced your head with a bullet, Fred.
That's just what I did, Bill.
Well, who's the varmint that used you for a target?
Well, I couldn't see him. Shot through the window. But I know who he is, all right. That's the reason I sent for you, to run him down.
And Dad didn't think he knew we were wise to his scheme.
Did me tell it, honey.
All right.
You ever hear of a slick Jasper named Duke Nuller, Bill?
Duke Nuller?
Yeah. No, I never did. Is he the one that shot you?
Well, I'd stake my new crop of calves on it.
Why are you so sure it's Nuller?
But it couldn't be anybody else, Bill. Dad has no enemies, and he found out about Nuller's flower business.
Does he pick flour?
Never mind, Jingles.
Oh. No, he's been robbing the freight wagons, bringing flour out here. And he's selling it at double the price or more for every sack.
And everybody has to have flour, so he's getting rich.
Where does he do his business, Fred?
At the big warehouse on the north end of town. I saw him bring in a wagon one night, and when two men jumped him, they shot him.
Bill, he sounds like a polecat with a skin full of meanness.
He sure does. Fred, do you know where Nuller hangs out?
Well, I can tell you that. He's always around Carlotta's cafe.
Carlotta? Bill, that's where we were tonight, but he wasn't there.
No, Dad Burnett. He was out here putting a crease in my skull.
I reckon we'll have to prove that, Fred.
Now, who in tarnation could that be?
Dad, maybe it's Nuller come back.
Well, if it is, he's due to get a big surprise.
You better let me answer the door, Marie.
All right, Bill.
And I'm coming too, Bill, to back you up.
All right, partner. Stand to one side.
I'm ready for him. Open it up.
Bill, let me in quick.
Bill, it's Carlotta.
Who is it, Bill?
It's Carlotta, Marie.
Bill, I've come to warn you.
Carlotta? What's she doing here?
Oh, so I'm not welcome here, eh? You want to steal my jingle from me, so I'm not welcome.
Oh, now, Carlotta, don't be talking like that.
I talk like I please. I tell her what I think. I pull her hair out.
No, now, now, don't do that. She doesn't like me at all. Not even a little bit, do you?
Partner, I don't know how you get yourself into such a jam, but you sure keep things stirred up.
Now, Bill, I didn't do nothing.
All right. Carlotta, what do you mean when you said you came to warn us?
It is Duke Nuller. He will try to kill you. And if he finds me here, he will kill me, too.
Hey, what's going on out here?
Dad, you shouldn't be out of bed.
Oh, he's shot. Duke says he's going to kill you, too.
Well, he'd better polish up his aim a mite. I ain't dead yet.
Bill, the window behind you.
Shut out the lamp. I can't see.
Yeah, partner, I'll get him.
You get him, Bill?
No.
Oh, it's so dark. Please, somebody, get a light.
Outside, Jingles, after that sidewinder.
Wait, Bill, I hear something.
What is it?
Quiet. Everybody, listen.
There. Hear it? Oh, it sounds like a snake.
Bill, is that what I think it is?
I wouldn't doubt it, Jingles. Oh. Don't anybody move. Yeah, here it is. Dynamite sticks with a short fuse. Stay where you are. There. All right, get on the floor quick. Everybody.
Woo-wee, that coyote means business.
Come on, Jingles. We're running Duke Nuller to ground.
I'm with you, Bill.
And so am I. You will not leave me, Jingles.
No, now, Carlotta, honey, this is man's business and woman's place is in the home. Now, you stay here.
You good-headed fool. How could you miss?
Oh, it wasn't my fault, Duke. Must have been Hickok. I shot out the lamp like you said and threw the dynamite through the window. And the first thing I know, it come bouncing back out and blew up right under me. Darn near sends the fringe off my chaps.
Yeah, I should have gone myself. By this time, Stilson and Carlotta will have told Hickok all they know.
Yeah, and that marshal will be hot on your trail. What are we going to do?
We ain't going to do nothing.
What do you mean, boss?
Quit asking fool questions and slide that door back, Red.
Oh, yeah.
You got to unlock it first, Jughead.
Oh, yeah.
All right, leave it open. This won't take long.
What are you planning, Duke?
Just a little surprise for Wild Bill Hickok when he gets here, that's all.
Yeah? Like what?
Just do what I tell you to. First, I'll take the stuff out of the safe. That's it. Now, this is all I need.
Hey, look at the money. I never seen so many yellowbacks in all my life.
And I doubt if you'll ever see so many again, either.
Now, what do you mean by that?
All right, get that can of kerosene and spread it all over that first stack of flour sacks. And all over the floor, too. Hurry up.
Oh, sure, boss, sure. But if this stuff gets near a match, the whole place will go up and nothing flat.
Now you're getting the idea, Red.
Oh, I'm figuring on Hickok and Jingles coming here, huh?
Not figuring, Red. I'm counting on it. Now I'll set a candle up just about here. Now light it.
Hey, be careful with that match, Duke.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. Now this long string tied to the candle, and run it along the floor to the outside.
Hey, you ain't planning to burn this warehouse down with all our flour in, are you?
Why not? Didn't cost me anything, and I got plenty of money already.
Yeah, but what about me?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about you, Red.
Oh, now, Duke, you couldn't forget me. Hey, what are you doing with that gun, Duke?
You want to turn around, Red?
No, Duke. You wouldn't shoot me. Duke, after I worked for you and helped you in all your business, you need me, Duke.
No, Red. I don't need you any longer.
Oh.
So long, Red. Now I'll just go outside and sit back in the shadows to wait for them two snoopers. Hickok and Jingles.
Guess this is it, Jingles. Ooh, Buckshot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Joker. This is the only big warehouse at this end of town.
There's a light inside. Maybe we're in luck.
Well, better unholster that hog leg if Nuller's in there.
I'm enough for that when he starts shooting.
Now, that could be just a doggone second too late.
Seems kind of funny the door should be open. Watch out for tricks, Jingles.
What for? He don't know we're coming after him.
Nuller may be smarter than you give him credit for.
I don't get what you're... Oh! Bill, I just stumbled over something. Bill, it's a body.
You're right, partner. And he's not long dead.
Bill, I don't like this setup.
I don't either. Hey, you smell kerosene?
Yeah, Bill, I do real strong. Bill, somebody's closed the door. I'll blast
it. Hold your fire, Jingles. That won't do any good.
Bill, look. Look, that candle is falling. We're right in the kerosene.
Guys, out of fire and some flour, Hickok. Why don't you mix up a batch of biscuits?
You doggone lop-eared Gila monster. Let us out of here.
Keep your breath, Jingles.
But, Bill, if we don't get out of here, we'll be burned alive.
Brand new boxes, bright and gay. These famous cereals come your way. Go see the cycle. The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show
has a cheerful look
and a lift for you.
Start you up with a hoop-de-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
Yes, happy days are here. Happier than ever when it's Kellogg's for breakfast. That's because the Kellogg's cereal boxes are more fun than ever. There are colorful new pictures on the fronts, and on the backs, there are exciting stories to read, cutouts to make, things to send for, games to play. Go down to your grocery store and see how swell the new Kellogg cereal boxes look. Here's something to think of, too. Mom will want to see these new Kellogg's cereal packages, so tell her about Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show. And go along with her down to the store so you can both look over the whole lineup of new Kellogg's packages. And when you're there, ask her to buy a big package of the famous talking cereal. Now, you know which one that is. Sure enough, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Say, did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display. In brand new boxes, bright and gay, these famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful, the Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show.
Has a cheerful look.
And a lift for you.
Starts you off with a hoop-de-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were distracted by finding Red's body, Nuller slid the warehouse door closed, bolted it, and pulled the string which dropped the lighted candle in the kerosene. The fire spread quickly, threatening to burn Wild Bill and Jingles alive.
Bill, the fire's spreading fast. We don't stand a chance.
Maybe we do, partner.
I don't see how.
Duke Nuller overlooked something. Here. Grab some of these sacks of dry flour over here.
Well, what for?
Dry flour will smother the fire, partner. Hurry it up now.
Do we bust them open, Bill?
Rip the sacks open with your knife and throw the flour right on the flames. We gotta work fast.
All right. Now, there's one.
There's another one.
Hey, it's working.
Grab some more.
Keep at it. Yeah. Hey, it's going down, Bill.
A couple of more ought to do it.
There's one of them.
There's some more.
Well, that does it. Hoo-wee, Bill. I sure thought we were going to be roast pig this time.
I guess Nuller did too, Jingles. Come on.
What now, Bill?
We've got to get back to Stilson's before Nuller has a chance to finish his job.
What job?
To kill everybody who knows about his flour stealing.
You mean he'll go back out there and kill Fred and Marie and Carlotta?
Unless we get there to stop him.
But we're still locked in here.
I'll fix that right now. Stand back, I'm going to shoot that lock loose.
Reckon that did it?
Give me a hand, we'll soon find out.
Bill, it's still stuck.
One more big one, partner. Now let's go. I sure hope he was in too much of a hurry to steal our horses. Here, Buckshot.
Hey, Bill, here they come. Come on, Joker Boy, yeah.
End of the saddle, partner.
I'm ready, Bill.
All right, let's ride. Hiya, Buckshot. Hiya, boy.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha!
Plenty of time to finish this job and get away with nobody left to give me away. Come on, open up.
Oh, Bill, did you... Nuller!
Stand back, I'm coming in.
No!
Get back in, I said.
Don't let him in, he'll kill us all.
Now, he ain't gonna kill nobody.
Put that gun down, Stilson, or I'll drill you right now.
Dad, do what he says.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ah, that's better. So you were expecting Wild Bill Hickok, were you?
Well, he ain't coming back.
You have killed Wild Bill?
Yeah, I was too smart for that punk marshal. He walked right into my trap. And now you three are the only ones who know about me and my business. You know what that means?
I know what it means to a polecat like you, Nuller.
No, do not kill us. We won't tell nobody.
I'm going to make sure you don't. You caused me enough trouble already. Now, if you don't want to see it coming, close your eyes.
Put it right there, Nuller.
Wild Bill!
Me too!
Oh, Jingle!
You still got yours, Hickok?
Bill! Well, Nuller, you won't be using that gun arm for a while.
All right, Jingles, tie him up. He's done his last killing and robbed his last freight wagon.
Yeah, he sure has. Come here, you sidewinder. I got a pegging string just waiting to hogtie you.
Bill, he sure got here just in time. He was going to kill us all.
Oh, and Jingles, you saved my life. My hero.
Oh, I ain't no hero, Carlotta.
Well, you were too, Jingles. You were wonderful.
Now, you leave him alone, Marie. Oh. He's mine, and I'm going to marry him first thing in the morning.
Oh, now, you ladies quit fighting over me. And besides, Carlotta, I can't marry you the first thing in the morning. It just ain't possible.
Why?
Because I just don't get up that early.
Oh. And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Well, Andy, what's our story for Friday?
Oh, we've got a piperoo guy all about Wild Bill trying to save a whole town from the fury of Savage River.
Well, Andy, hope the folks remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right, it's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Lillian Bayef, Nancy Shields, Paul Freese, and Jess Kirkpatrick. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok faces the fury of Savage River. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast at OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, at OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.